We are talking about why church is so essential. We do know that Jesus, you know, he loved the house of God. We know that David had a passion for God's house. In fact, David had such a passion, he wanted to build God a house. And of course, we know how he wasn't permitted to, that his son Solomon built the temple. But God did say to David, because you wanted to build my house, I'm going to build your house. And basically, you are going to have a descendant to sit on the throne forever. And Jesus is that descendant. All because David had a passion for the house of God. A man after God's own heart. We said yesterday, looking at Genesis chapter 28, that the house of God is the portal from where God will manifest himself in the earth. We see angelic activities, even though we don't see it with the natural eye. It comes through the church. There's a portal there, the house of God. And we looked at Hebrews 12:22 that proved that when we come into the house of God, we come into a heavenly Jerusalem, an innumerable company and angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. Satan doesn't want Jesus in the church, and he doesn't want Jesus in the earth, and he will fight the church. That's why he says that I will build it and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So church is essential because the church is the method that God gets into the earth to establish his kingdom. Angels minister in the earth through the portal of the church. And number three, this is the accountable place for covenant-keeping people. And this is the reason why most people struggle with being a part of a local church, is because they don't want accountability. And before we talk about sheep not wanting accountability, there are a lot of these long rangers out there who have called themselves to preach. They start up their own ministries, but they're not under a spiritual covering, and that is not God's way. We all are accountable. We all must have a covering. Pastors need a covering. Preachers need a covering. Church people, or I should say Christians, need a covering, and that's becoming a member of a church. God will place you when you are saved. He will assign a church to you. Now, this life is war. It really is. There's problems. There's trials. There's tribulations in this world. This world is not a friendly place all the time. So God will put you in a church to build a team, an army of God. And think about this. We must be trained for spiritual battle. That's why you need to be in a church. You need to allow the Lord to place you in a church where you will be taught, where you will be discipled, where you will be equipped. Think about this as well. When you join an army, the army will assign a place for you. You don't go trying out places. You don't say, well, you know, I'm going to go to Fort Rucker, and if I like it there, I'll stay there. If not, I'll head down to Fort Campbell. And if I don't like Fort Campbell, I'll go to Texas, to Fort Hood. And maybe I'll try the next week, I'll go to Fort Reed. That's not how it works. They will assign you to where you are going to be stationed. Not only that, but they will put you in a company, whether it's Company A or Company B. And God will assign you a house. You don't get to pick and choose. You don't get to look for a church that's your flavor of music or your flavor of style of preacher. You allow God to place you in a church where you can be built up, where you can grow up and increase and multiply and be supplied unto every good work. I'll continue this tomorrow. Thank you for praying for He's Alive Radio. Thank you, partners, for giving. Today is the last day to receive the coaching CD with Sylvia Jackson on Dream Destiny Dreams, talking about interpreting dreams, understanding dreams that God gives us. It's yours with your gift of $15 or more. And if you can do more, I pray you do so. Write to us at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Or you can give online at he'salive.net. Have a Jesus-filled day.